The Breakfast Club.
Doing a damn thing.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, November 14th goes to OG sports journalist Peter Vesey. Now, Vesey is 74 years old. He's been around for a long time, okay? You may remember him from being a TV analyst for TBS and NBC, and I believe he's an analyst now for NBA TV, but I think at the current moment he writes an NBA column for the NY Post, okay? Now, listen, the Knicks are kind of back, all right? Just kind of. They are 7-6 this year, all right? They have a legit superstar in Kristaps Porzingis, and in typical New York City fan fashion, the fans are overhyped. Oh, my God. Every Knicks fan I know, from Michael Rappaport to Dizzy Samero to my man Kaz to Andrew Schultz to Loopy Blogger, you can't tell them nothing. This is Michael Rappaport yesterday on Instagram talking about LeBron James riding the subway.
Yo, LeBron James is one of the corniest motherfuckers ever. Top five dead or alive. My man, you're on the motherfucking subway. Hold your head, Duke. You ain't at Disneyland. This ain't the motherfucking little teacup ride. Hold your fucking head, cornball.
Oh, motherfucker. Don't be putting that camera in his face, man. Because you don't corny motherfucker taking videos like he's in Egypt at King Tut's tomb, motherfucker. You better get the fuck off this train before you get robbed, clown. Get the fuck out of here.
Joe's pizza on me for the first New York Knick that knocks this motherfucker on his ass tonight.
Get off this train before you get robbed, clown. Drop on the clues bombs from Michael Rappaport, keeping
Michael
it old school
Rappaport
New York.
The train is not
okay.
That bad.
But this is how overhyped New York Knicks fans get. Michael said, free Joe's pizza to whatever Nick knocks LeBron James on his ass tonight. Well, I guess you owe, what's how you pronounce his name? Enes?
Enes
Kanter. I guess you owe him some free pizza because he didn't knock LeBron on his ass, but he showed LeBron he ain't no punk because early in the first quarter, LeBron James got tangled up with point guard Frank, last name I can't pronounce. How you pronounce his name?
He's from France.
Okay. And,
he's from France, that's your answer.
And Enes Kanter ran up all in LeBron's grill, and Michael Rappaport did play-by-play on that situation. If you're watching Revolt, you can see it, but let's hear what Michael Rappaport had to say.
What you want to do, Bron? Let's go. Let's motherfucking go. Let's fucking go. Let's get it, motherfucking. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking do it right here, ass. You want to flip water bottles? I'll break your fucking head. Let's flip water bottles. Now you crying to the ref. Let's fucking go, you sucker, you. This is New York. Let's go.
Let's go, Michael Rapper. Let's go. Nobody on this planet is more aggressive, more passionate, more hype, and more delusional about a basketball team than New York Knicks fans. Okay, Michael Rappaport had Diddy and Big's victory instrumental playing for a 60-second play-by-play Instagram clip. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Michael Rappaport.
Yes.
Again. Jesus Christ. Now, another reason I played Michael Rappaport just now, because that was perfect execution of hip-hop slang from a white person. Okay, nothing wrong with words like corny, nothing wrong with hold your head, Duke. All of that is perfect hip-hop vernacular coming from a white guy. Calling someone a penis sucker, that's not a race thing, okay? All right, but Michael LeBron is definitely never taking a picture with your kids ever again now, okay? Go read Michael Rappaport's book. This book has balls. He really don't like LeBron because LeBron didn't take a pic with his kids, and trust me, that would never happen ever again. Okay? He called the man a penis sucker, but that's a wrap. But back to today's donkey of the day, Peter Vesey. Now, Peter is 74 years old, born in New York, Queens, I believe. So he's an old-school New York guy to the core. Well, he, too, got excited by Enes Kanter not backing down from LeBron James, so he decided to send out a tweet. His tweet read like this, okay? Everybody paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kanter is going to be intimidated by LeBron, guy who stood up to Tayyip Erdogan. Imagine him being scared of an N-word who breathes the same air as me. Now listen, if you grew up in this culture called hip-hop, then you recognize that as a line from the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. immediately. If you are culturally clueless, let me play it for you.
Picture me being scared of the end of that breathe the same air as me.
Now, in context, I understand why Peter Vesey would quote that line, okay? In fact, Big's N-Words Bleed is the perfect song for that moment. Why should Kanter be scared of him and, you know, be scared of LeBron when they breathe the same air? They are both human beings, so I understand why Peter Vesey would think of that song and he used it in the proper context, but no. See, here's the thing. And white people, I'm only telling you this so you can protect yourselves. There's never a reason for you to be using the N-word. Peter, especially in that moment, okay? Now, Kanter is from Turkey, but the optics of it are just what appears to be a white man and a black man facing off, and then an old 74-year-old white man tweets, imagine him being scared of an N-word who breathes the same air as him. Peter, you were born in 1943. All right, you lived through the civil rights era. You have to know the weight of the N-word, even when you are quoting the notorious B.I.G., and especially in this climate, in this era of Trump and alt-white and white supremacy at an all-time high, you cannot just be letting tweets fly with Biggie N-word bleed lyrics. Now, I see Jay Bilas quote Young Jeezy all the time, never saw him use the N-word. I hear Michael Rapaport quote hip-hop lyrics all the time, never hear him say the N-word. Now, someone tweeted Pete and said, never thought I would cringe at someone quoting B.I.G. And Peter Vesey replied, your problem, nigga, not mine.
He didn't say that.
No, he
did say that.
But he did say, your problem, not mine. Okay? Peter Vesey, I know you're at the age in your life when you don't give a damn what comes out of your mouth, and that's fine. But you're 74. You're in the fourth quarter of your life. So I understand you don't even care at this point. Game about to be over. But to everyone who was retweeting Peter Vesey and supported him yesterday, I want you white people to know that a lot of y'all are just in the first and second quarters of your life. If you want to make it to halftime, I suggest you don't go around using the N-word in any context, okay? Or the next donkey of the day I write may be about you. Please give Peter Vesey the biggest hee-haw, please. And if you're going to use the N-word in that context, use a more friendlier song. The N-word bleed is very aggressive, okay? You can say, YG, my N-word, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's more of a term of endearment. But when you say, why would I be scared of an N-word that breathed the same air as me? Man, it's not going to come off too well, especially on Twitter.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's The Big Stick. Foxy 99.